Welcome to the Business Champion Show. Join us as we spotlight the heartbeat of our communities, the local businesses that shape our lives. From cozy bakeries to bustling bars, these enterprises become integral to our daily experience. Whether you're an entrepreneur or love supporting local greatness, tune in for deep insight. Let's celebrate and empower our community on every level. Sponsored by thebusinesschampion.com, your digital advocate for business success. Here's your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Hello and good morning. Marietta here from Life Talk and The Business Champion. Well, let's get our minds off of food, paying bills, spending too much money, or worrying what the new year will bring to us just in a few hours. Don't worry, because worrying is not solving anything. It's easier said than done, but let's try not to worry. Today's topics are building a culture of respect, the key to employee satisfaction. And the second segment, the art of appreciation, recognizing and rewarding employee contribution. My special guest here in the studio is Scott Osborne. He's an entrepreneur and a consultant who believes in the utmost mutual respect culture. And good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning, Marietta. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you for being with us this morning. And Rich Dattee. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
Great. I understand that you interviewed Santa yesterday.
Yes, I did. I managed to make a quick trip up to the North Pole. The flight was very good, and I caught him out of his suit, of course, but he's getting ready to take a little bit of a vacation.
That's great. And I understand that you brought him a plaque for being on the business champion.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And it's got his picture on the front of it, and it says, ho, ho, ho.
That's right. And that's it's all about recognition. Isn't it about recognition, Rich?
Absolutely. That's what Santa told me he has to do with his employees, that the elves are busy the last couple of months of the year before Christmas comes about. And he decided that he says, I'm going to give them an extra special vacation. He didn't tell me where he was going to send them, but he said it was much warmer than the North Pole.
See that? Great. Good. Very good news. Thank you for doing that interview, by the way. I know you went out of your way. So just want to fill in everybody, people that listened to us last week. Yes, we did go to 8,000 Pizza in Milford last Tuesday here with the Life Talk crew. We had a good time, and the pizza, of course, is fantastic. So had a really a great time. I just want to give a shout-out to Joan P. Happy New Year to you, Joan, and we'll see you definitely in the new year. So I'm ready to rock here.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Investing in employee well-being isn't just humane, it's a strategic move. Happy, supported employees drive productivity and innovation.
Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love.
Building a culture of respect, the key to employee satisfaction. Well, you know, when I go to work, just like many, many people, they want to feel comfortable. But I think they shouldn't feel too comfortable. And I'd like to bring you in right away, Scott. You just said something before we went on air. Lead by respect, not intimidation.
Exactly. And what I mean by that is, know first off, by gaining the employee's respect as far as well as respecting the employee, is that know your job. Be aware of what your duties are. Know the business. The employees are looking towards you for guidance, and it's important that you bring that to the table. And so, in doing so, the employees are more likely to come on board with you as far as buying in and saying, okay, you know, I got a good boss. They know what they're doing. Let's move forward and get on the bandwagon with this. Hang on here. Let me see this. Okay.
What I wanted to mention, there are some employees that need more guidance than others. So isn't that a fact?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, some people catch on to a job quicker than others, mm-hmm. and some need, you have to be very clear on what you expect from the employees mm-hmm. and give them the tools that they need in order to succeed. There's nothing more than an employee not having all the information in order to do their job correctly. It frustrates them. Mm-hmm. And so that's very important that you do that. When you lead by example, once again, they are more apt to follow suit as far as how you are. Mm-hmm. I've had people that will come in and, listen, it's just this way or the highway, and mm-hmm. and that, you're leading by intimidation.
Mm-hmm. I like to interject what I've noticed. It's one thing training an employee for her or his particular job. Mm-hmm. But I also believe in training them, giving them an overview. A lot of employees have the missing knowledge of an overview, how the business is run. What's the next? In other words, they are just there for their job. Mm-hmm. For their job. They don't know anything else what the left or right does. They don't have a total picture. So I would have a big problem with that if I wasn't trained. Look, okay, train me what my job is right here, but also how everything else works. But that's how my mind works, Scott.
Well, no, and a perfect example is that I worked for a large corporation, and we had purchased another company, and we were merging it in with ours. And I was finding out that the individuals knew how to do just one job. And, so this person could do this person could do that, and so forth down the line. But no one could interact and do another person's job. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, no. That's mm-hmm. knowledge is power.
Right. I have to go for a break, and we're going to come back with fairness first.
Step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but step over my blue suede shoe.
Recognition isn't just about awards, it's acknowledging effort. Companies fostering a culture of appreciation see heightened morale and increased productivity.
Step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take.
We're speaking with Scott Osborne this morning here, and we have very limited time this morning. We have so many pointers, so I know we won't get through all of them. But let's talk about fairness, Scott. I believe that in some companies, they have favorites. They had favorites in school. I remember that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what is your take on that?
It's impossible not to have a favorite. I mean, there's just some person that or individuals that just go up and beyond the call. They're there early. They keep their, they work continuously. You have to tell them to take a break. It's just, it's those people that, geez, I wish I had more people like you. So, yeah, you're going to end up with the people that seem to stand out a little bit more than others. But that's just human nature. That there's nothing that's going to change on that. The employees that need a little bit more help along those lines, you find out what their weaknesses are, and help them improve on that. And then by doing that, they can too will excel to your more favorite people, if you will.
Mm-hmm. What about when things get tough at a company and everybody just doesn't know how to act, and when they start being unkind to one another? What do you say to something like that?
Well, first off, I won't stand for that. I'm sorry. There's no reason to be unkind to someone. You don't have to essentially like them, but at the same time, treat them with respect. I think everybody is due respect. And in doing so, I think things run a lot smoother when people treat each other with respect. And it's important that as an employer, you do the same for your employees. And in doing so, you know, you don't talk down to an employee. You know, that's
the worst thing a person, a boss, or anybody can do, but especially a boss.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to reprimand somebody in front of their peers. You know, there's times that you're going to have that conversation with an employee. And when that time comes, you pull them aside and you have that privately. Mm-hmm. It's demeaning. Yeah, it's very unprofessional to do that.
And Scott, in your work life, how did you handle balance work and life? Because it's very cool for some people to have a flexible schedule. How did you work with that?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Marietta. My work life was very intense. I put in a lot of hours every day in mm-hmm. order to accomplish that. To get where I was at. But when I came home, I tried to leave it at the door. Now, there was times that I didn't, but I didn't. If I didn't have a great day, I didn't take it out on the family. I tried to leave it at the door. But I had a good life with my family. I've got a son, we did a lot of things together, and I think you have to have that balanced work life and personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, one or the other is going to suffer.
Right. That's one of our topics next year, about flexible schedules. People mm-hmm. just love that, and I got to go for a quick break.
Okay.
Okay.
Transparency builds trust. When companies communicate openly, employees feel valued, leading to higher engagement and better performance.
Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a...
We're just about wrapping up the building a culture of respect, and I do have to ask Scott, learn and grow together. How did you handle that as a manager? How did you make your employees grow together? How do you do that?
Well, I think with getting them to grow together, it was for them to understand the business.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to grow, you have to understand the business. And it was important that also to grow in knowledge. And I try to give them as much training as possible. I was in the gas industry mm-hmm. and propane and natural gas, and we would bring vendors in to train the employees on the new products that were out. There's nothing worse than sending someone out and not having the knowledge that they need to do the jobs correctly.
But also having workshops dealing with problems and, how to deal with that. You know, also building a team. We won't get into this today, but I believe in giving people opportunities to grow within the same company, within my company. I believe in all of that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, I definitely believe in hiring and promoting within. Once again, I think it gives the employees something to look forward to. It's like, okay, they do... give promotions within instead of always going to the outside. There's nothing more disheartening than knowing that no matter how hard I work, they're going to find somebody from the outside that's going to get that promotion.
Right. And in our next segment, The Art of Appreciation, I believe, and I know you believe very highly in that,
mm-hmm.
recognizing and rewarding employees. Let's just get to it.
Sure. Well, in recognizing employees, and it's so easy to look at what maybe somebody has done wrong than to look at what somebody has done right.
Yes.
And so take the moment, and I try to always look for employees that have done something good or the department. And you may hear about it from another employee. You could hear about it from a customer or even a vendor. You know, customers may call up and tell me, I spoke with Sue today, and, you know, she went out of her way to ensure that my situation was corrected, and I just want to bring that to your attention. Once again, we seem to get so many calls. People won't hesitate to tell you how bad a service that they received.
Yes.
But, you know, they're not too quick to come forward. So when they do, it really stands mm-hmm. out.
I like to bring in from my finance days, when people wrote business and handed it in, when they handed in exceptional cases, they were always acknowledged weekly or when it happened that mm-hmm. particular day. They were acknowledged when they handed in consistent business. So they either rang the bell
right.
or over the loudspeaker. So people that were actively involved in the business and committed to their own journey and became real producers. So I remember that portion. But I also think we shouldn't wait forever to say thank you. Just because you're saying thank you as a boss doesn't mean you right away the employee stands and, hey, I need a raise.
Yeah.
Is that what bosses are worried about?
I think, you know, that sometimes that they do. It's like, oh, geez, if I really give this, you know, accolades to this individual, they're going to be looking for, well, you know, I did such a great job, you know, so what kind of raise are you going to give me? And you don't always give raises, but, you know, let me backtrack just a second on that. Never give a hollow praise. And it's meaningless, and the employee knows it. And what I mean by that is, let's say for the sake of argument, you own a hair salon. And so Sue, the owner, tells Debbie, the stylist or beautician, whatever the
right,
name of it
right.
is, you know, I really appreciate you cutting that person's hair. You hired them to do that. Now, if they go to, you know, Sue goes to Debbie and says, I've had a lot of compliments from a number of customers on how great of a job you're doing. I really appreciate your hard work and you know, your professionalism on doing this.
I get it. No, that makes a lot of sense. Unless the owner was busy and asked one of her employees, can you step in for me and can you take this customer because I'm booked, overbooked, something like that. Mm-hmm. Then to say an extra thank you to them, that I can understand.
Well, that and that,
you
yes,
know?
Absolutely. No, I understand that.
I have to go for a break.
Okay.
It's now or never. Come hold me tight. Kiss me, my darling.
Work-life balance isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. Companies offering flexibility witness a surge in productivity as employees find harmony between personal and professional lives.
It's now or never. My love.
Scott, we were talking about growing together, offering chances to learn new stuff besides saying thank you. People need people skills. That's mm-hmm. the first thing I believe in. People skills, communication skills, sales skills, and cultivate team players. I think within a company, they got a lot to cultivate.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to offer employees because not everybody is up to snuff on all of these categories. So doing that within the company, I think that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at me like you're not sure?
No. I'm just listening
to you. I did say it right?
Yeah,
I did say
no,
it right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. No, I'm just listening to you on that. I think that teaching the employees other parts of the company and being a teamwork, mm-hmm. Team players, it's important. It's very important. in once again in the office that I was at, there were seven ladies in there, and they worked in unison. And I also had 11 two-man crews out in the field that had to work together as teams on occasion. And so it's important to do that. When I'd like to get back to praising, if you wouldn't mind, just for a moment on that.
Okay.
When you praise an individual, do it in front of their peers. Not only will the employee be proud to be recognized, but it also will give the rest of the employees the want to be also mm-hmm. praised. And you may give them the initiative to maybe do a little bit harder, just try a little harder. A pat on the back goes a long way. You don't always have to give someone a monetary thank you, if you will. Things that I've done in the past is I've taken the individual to lunch, or maybe it was the whole department, and I brought lunch in, and that wasn't a hamburger. I mean, I brought in some nice food for them. If you can't afford to give, you know, money, and if that's one of the ways that you want to do it, another thing I've done was I've given the person time off. You know, it's like, okay, on Friday, I tell you what, why don't you take off at 2 instead of 5, or maybe even noon, and but I'm going to pay you for the rest of the day. That also goes a long ways. You'd be surprised how far those little things that you do will be bring back volumes.
Absolutely. I do want to mention again, to really get specific when you praise, very mm-hmm. specific. Say exactly what you're thankful for. Did they save the day with a killer idea? Just let them know.
Mm-hmm.
So be very specific. So I, Scott, I know we have so many more pointers here. We just can't cover it all. So, but I just want to mention you are available to companies. If you would kindly give your information, and then I'll go over to my Happy New Year segment.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes. I'd be interested to hear from anyone that is in need of any consulting in that respect. But I would also like to hear any feedback on what you thought about the conversation today. And you could reach me at scott.osborneCT@gmail.com. That's Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Osborne@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's go for a quick break. And
little sister, don't you? Little sister, don't you?
Continuous learning fuels growth. Companies nurturing a culture of learning and development foster motivated employees who bring fresh ideas to the table.
Sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Well, I dated your big sister.
Whether you're in business, eyeing a career change, or diving into entrepreneurship, let's own this. And Rich Tati, I'd like to bring you in. And I know you have a couple of things you want to mention about employee rewarding your employees.
Yes, I was an employee of Xerox for a number of years, and one of my favorite managers was, he just had a different way about it. He thought about being involved with big business a little differently, and every year, right after Christmas generally, like the first couple of weeks of December, he would gather up all the guys on the team, take us all out to dinner, and his special treat was that he... We got into the parking lot after dinner, and he had a trunk full of frozen turkeys to hand out to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of became the joke that he did that for about 5 years in a row. But it was his way of showing us a little appreciation. Now, me being single and not being a cook, that was a bit of a challenge. But I'm sure a lot of the other folks, they enjoyed that. I did make use of my turkeys with a little bit of help. But it was just one of those ways that they did that. And we would have get-togethers from time to time with the other groups, at whether it was something down at Sherwood Island that they had like a summer picnic and things like that. But yeah, we did have some employee involvement with that.
You'd be surprised, going back 50, 60 years, people spend 50, 60 years in one company. Mm-hmm. And I went back to my hometown Fulda, and documentation was done on one specific employer, Kerber. And they had two employees who were all the same age now, and they were talking about how the owner used to involve all the employees, all different departments.
Mm-hmm.
And when he asked them sometimes to do some overtime, unexpected overtime, they stayed gladly. They got a dinner out of it, because they had a restaurant up on the third floor, not yesterday's food.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they got overtime. They were always treated well. And they always, both of them said, in these 50, 60 years, they always felt they mattered because they were able to put in their ideas. They were able to implement ideas. At that time, one of them worked in the hardware department, and Black & Decker came out, and it had five different functions. And the employees would demonstrate all day long this machine, you know, cutting wood or whatever it did. I don't remember what they said. And they just, after 50, 60 years, they said it was nobody like him. This man really understood. He was one of the biggest employer in my hometown. When there was a holiday, May 1st is a big holiday in Germany, everybody would get like a $5 bill.
Hmm.
Just little things of appreciation. And after 50, 60 years, they're still talking about it. And I had no idea because I was too young at that time, you know. But I remember them. It was a department store, had everything, anything and everything. And people would stand in line. He was the only one at that time. People would stand in line. He had great sales every week. They would really stand around around the building. So that's nice to hear when an employee is satisfied. That's what it's all about. And too many people are out there that are not happy, that get headaches and all kinds of things, knowing, hey, you got to get up and you got to go to work. And that's just not the way to live life. I'm sorry. I could not do that. I've been self-employed for 37 years, and yes, I had to learn to take the ups and downs, and now I'm doing better with the roller coaster. And everybody, an entrepreneur out there, they know what I'm talking about. So, hey, you can either stand the roller coaster up and down, or you can't. That's just withstand it or not. That's just the way it is. But the freedom that you get, and you get to live your life the way you want to live it. Hey, sometimes you have a lot of money. Sometimes you have a lot of money, sometimes you don't. So, but I just wanted to say that. So we're almost out of time. Every step forward in business or personal development matters big time. And here's to our grit, determination, and the epic wins awaiting us in 2024. From us to you, Happy New Year. See you on January the 6th. We love you all. Thank you, Scott,
Thank you for being here.
I know this had to be fast-paced, but that's what the show is all about. Thank you, Rich, for everything you've done. Thank you. And Happy New Year to everybody. We'll see you next year.
For my